Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Mark Hockman.
When I'm at the cash pop machine, that is when I look my sexiest. We are going to get buck wild.
Go suck an egg.
Channing Crowder.
Hey, hey, Sugarfoot.
Small bladder. Big urethra.
Alejandro Solana.
Birds are expert hunters. They eat seeds.
This is how we do it.
Sports.
Pizza always tastes better if someone refers to it as
I'm going to kick you in the ankle.
Now, I don't think people can sometimes grasp the enormity of the oceans.
More sports.
I'll put this asparagus on him.
That song is a banger.
That song do be right.
The most sports.
On the mound for the Marlins. Hello.
I'm a 3-and-D guy.
What would Jesus do?
I don't know.
The Hockman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
It is a football Friday. I don't want to talk about last night because that goes down as maybe the worst gambling beat that we've ever suffered. I don't know. Did you watch the end of last night's game, Crowder?
No, I told you once games get boring and terrible, I kind of turn them off.
Do you know how we lost our bet last night?
No.
Solana, you watched it, right?
I told you. I quit. I'm out.
I had that same reaction yesterday after it happened. My reaction was I quit. I'm just not gambling again. So we ended up doing a teaser last night. I don't even love teasers, but I happened to be with Ryan, who I have come to the conclusion loves teasers based on our text thread. And then last night when we were together and he's like, why don't we do this teaser? And I take full responsibility because I was in on it. I liked it too. So we teased the Steelers up to plus 10.5. So we had the Steelers plus 10.5, and we teased the total up to 44. And the way that the game kind of ended last night, the Cleveland Browns had the ball, and all they were content to do is run out the clock. There was less than a minute to go, and Pittsburgh, I think, had one timeout left. Anywho, Cleveland rushes the ball forward. If they get the first down, the game is over. They can run out the clock. It's third down. They move the ball forward. The refs call it a first down. I am almost sending the train logo on our betting thread. And then, not Pittsburgh, because they know they're not going to come back and win this game. There's not enough time. The official replay booth decides, let's double check the spot of this meaningless ball in a meaningless part of the game. They do Solana, how the review is a good 5 minutes, right?
Even who is it? Al Michaels and Kirk Herbstreit.
Yeah, they were like, "Why are we doing this?
What's the point?" He said, "What's the point of this review? I mean, let's get out of here."
Right. It was over. What's the point of this review? They reverse the first down call, Crowder. They say the spot was a couple inches further than the ball actually was. So now it's fourth down, and there's 12 seconds to go in the game. Now, if I'm Cleveland, I just run the ball up the middle again. They were at, like, what, the 40 maybe? They were up by two, I think.
Yeah, no, they were up. They were up six. So
they were up six.
So I mean, it's risky. It's risky to run it, but you do have Nick Chubb. You've run the ball down.
You
Pittsburgh
need to get a couple of inches.
Day.
You need to get a couple of inches. And if you turn the ball over to Pittsburgh, they have one play to get a touchdown with more than half a field.
Yeah.
I mean, so that's it. So, but Cleveland decides to punt. So they punt, and it's the perfect punt. It goes out of bounds at the 4-yard line. So now Pittsburgh and Mitch Trubisky get the ball at their own 4-yard line with 7 seconds left. We are winning our teaser. There's only one way we could lose it. There's only one way we can lose the teaser. One. Only one. If Cleveland scores another touchdown. It's the only way.
Mm-hmm.
Mitch Trubisky takes the snap, throws it 5 yards over the middle so that they can start doing the laterals. But they're at their own 10. They lateral it right into their own end zone, and Cleveland falls on it. Touchdown, we lose.
Yeah, I'm out with y'all too.
I mean, it was the only, like, literally, if someone kicks the ball out of the end zone and there's a safety, we still win. But I don't know why you would do the lateral play starting at the 10-yard line, Mitch and Tomlin. Why don't you throw the ball like 30 yards at least and then start doing the laterals? I mean, it was insanity.
I'm going to defend Mike Tomlin just because I think he's good. He knew his quarterback was Mitch Trubisky. He knew he wasn't going to throw it 30 yards. It's called desperation.
But why would you do a laterals play starting at your own 10? Lateral means you got to go backwards. So why would you do that starting at your own 10? You're better off. That's all you got?
That's all you got.
But you can only lateral once from the 10. Like, you have a much greater chance, I would think, of throwing the ball 40 yards and hoping that there's a penalty, and then you get one untimed play from the 40 or something. Like, it was such the goofiest thing. To do laterals starting at your own 10 was beyond dumb. It was ridiculous. I can't even believe. When I was watching it, I couldn't believe it. I could not believe it.
This is a parent not wanting to help his kid with his science project because he knows that his kid's not that smart and the science project looks too good. He just can't. He knew Mr. Trubisky can't do it. You can't make something look good that doesn't look good, Hawk.
Right, but you're saying again that do laterals from your own 10 somehow looks better. That's the most ridiculous play that I've ever heard of in my life. You're telling me Mitch Trubisky can't throw the ball 30 yards?
Efficiently? No.
Not efficiently. There's 7 seconds left. Throw it up in the air. Hope that there's a penalty. It's a better choice than laterals at your own 10-yard line. How far back could you possibly go?
Your penalty thing honestly makes a lot of sense. Throw it up real high. Hope a cornerback grabs one of these receivers when it's in the air.
Only chance you have. It's the only chance you have. You might as well run a draw play if you're going to start doing laterals at your 10. I mean, it just didn't make any sense. So anyway, that is how we lost our teaser last night. The only possible way that we could have lost that teaser. You know
what? I'm sad I turned it off, because that was probably the most exciting part of that stupid, terrible game.
It probably was, because it was ridiculous. Like, it was. I went to the David Spade show, and he was hysterical. That play was the funniest thing I witnessed all last night.
And it didn't help I was watching it on my wife's phone.
Oh, it was just galling. So
yeah, watching a four quarter football game on a telephone. I don't know how you did it, Hawk.
I watched that Ravens game on a telephone.
The funniest thing, only TV we had was in the playroom that had Amazon Prime Plus, whatever it's called. So I'm like, I'm laying in the bed, so I had to watch it on my wife's phone because I don't have none of those apps. And yeah, Hawk, you watch four quarters of that. You're a grown man.
In a train station. In a train station. Like you're reclining in your bed. It was a train station.
You were a Dolphin fan. I would say, Hawk, everybody out there that question your fandom, you got it, because you are a fan. There's no way I'm watching four quarters in a damn phone.
Anyway, that is the last time we will talk about that game last night. Let's get to headlines here with Alejandro Solana.
They're driven by the new Palmetto Ford Truck Super Center. Why buy your truck at a car store?
Palmetto Ford. How stunned were you last night, Solana?
I deleted the app. I deleted Amazon Prime. I texted you guys immediately. I quit. And then I didn't respond to anything else after that because I deleted the group chat off my phone. I deleted Amazon Prime off all of my devices. I am done. I have tapped out, and I can't wait to bet this Sunday with all of you guys again.
We'll get them back Sunday. We'll get them back tomorrow, actually.
Palmetto Ford, we know trucks. Guys, the Browns beat the Steelers 29-17 on Thursday Night Football.
Unbelievable.
Ridiculous. Dolphins, Bills. And by the way, Hawk, really quickly, we kind of caught a break late in that game as well because out of nowhere – Mitch damn Trubisky connects on like 3-4 passing plays. Pittsburgh is down 9, and he's driving down the field, making up time. He throws a pass back shoulder fade into the end zone, and there was an obvious pass interference. The official throws the flag. That would have put Pittsburgh down at the 1-yard line. They would have rushed it in for a touchdown. We would have lost the bet there because the over would have hit. And the officials before the pass threw an illegal motion on the offense.
They were offsetting penalties. We got so lucky.
So I even turned over to my girlfriend and I said, I think for the first time ever, luck is on our side. Because I was outraged when I saw the pass interference penalty come in. I said, we just lost a bet. Like, that's it. We're done. And I said, oh, my God, for the first time ever, it's working for us.
Yeah. And spoiler alert, it wasn't on our side.
Yeah.
Man, it made me mad all over again.
Holy mackerel. It was unbelievable.
Dolphins Bills is on Sunday. Here's the latest. McDaniel said Tron Armstead, he's dealing with that toe injury. His status is, quote, up in the air. We know he hasn't practiced all week. That's obviously something we'll keep an eye on and we'll be concerned about going into Sunday. And for the Bills, McDermott, their head coach, he ruled out Micah Hyde and Jordan Phillips. They will not play Sunday versus Miami, two of their best playmakers.
Let's go.
Yeah,
that's like Solana's Dolphins question of the day yesterday. Tainted victory potentially on Sunday.
Yeah, because Jordan Phillips isn't playing. I'm not going to be happy. Punch you in your face.
Your college football schedule, Canes, Middle Tennessee tomorrow, 3:30 p.m. FIU's at Western Kentucky at 3:30. UF, Tennessee, SEC, top 25 battle, 3:30 p.m. as well.
All right. Anything else?
Marlins.
Hawk, let's take the 10. No, Hawk, let's take the 10.
With Florida?
Florida.
No.
No.
Let's take I'm done with them. I think they're going to get rolled. They can't stop anybody.
So when Ryan tells you to play a damn parlay, it's all go. When I say let's play one game,
I haven't watched Cleveland or Pittsburgh, but I've watched Florida. They don't have a passing touchdown. How are you keeping up with Tennessee at Tennessee?
Let me call Jarvis. He'll ride with me.
Let's take FIU covering 40.
Mm-mm.
No, son.
Marlins, they host Washington. 3-game series beginning tonight at 6:40. And Ime Udoka was suspended for the entire season. That was the final decision by the Boston Celtics.
All right. Anything else?
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call 866-954-MORE. Right now, partly cloudy, but really everybody's focus should be on Tropical Depression 9. It formed earlier this morning. And that cone of uncertainty, it does have it impacting the state of Florida by like midnight next Wednesday.
Yeah, right now the bullseye seems to be my son's dorm.
Yeah, it is close to Tampa.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah,
I gotta go get him.
Take the train up there.
I am. I'm gonna take the train. I'm gonna get blown right off the tracks.
I love these stories. Go and take the train.
It's forecasted to become the next tropical storm. This is more likely than not going to become a hurricane as well. That's what all the forecasts expect. So, again, just keep an eye on it.
Will do. Mike Cugno is going to join us next. We are talking Dolphins. We are going to have an awkward-free conversation with Mike Cugno from CBS4 here in a moment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I think healthier food actually just tastes better.
Ridiculous.
Hawk and Crowder.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Mike Cugno is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Sports anchor at CBS4. Host Dolphins Weekly live on CBS4. A member of this show. We call him the de facto fourth member of the show, and we mean that with all sincerity. And Dolphins fans, by the way, you know, they play at home on Sunday. Are you geared up yet? Caneswear is the place to go for all your game day needs. Caneswear, the spot where Miami fans shop. All right, Cugno, you ready to talk a little Dolphins?
Yeah, let's go.
All right,
big
good.
Because
that's, well, oh, that, I mean, the exact first question I was coming out of the box with, because you just said it's a big week. How big is Sunday's game for Tua? Because I was thinking about it this morning. So there's some detractors still who will say if he has a bad game against Buffalo, that was a one-game aberration against Baltimore. You know, anyone can do something like that. But if he does have a good game and is able to go toe-to-toe with Buffalo's high-powered offense, like, how big is this Sunday's game for Tua?
Well, I think for context, you have to put in perspective. Like, Buffalo made a Super Bowl-winning quarterback in Matthew Stafford, and the Rams look really bad in week one. So, if he has a bad game, I mean, I don't think you just write him off completely because of it. But you kind of want to see where he stands. Look, doing what he did to the Ravens, especially on the road in that fourth quarter, second half, that's a sign that improvements have been made. He is certainly coming along in a positive way, but Buffalo still very much the standard, even though they're going to have some big guys on their defensive side of the ball out. You know, Jordan Phillips, a guy we know down here. That defensive line going to be a little bit banged up for them. Without a doubt, this is a game, no matter what anyone says, if you're going to be competing in the AFC East, you at least got to be competitive against the Bills, right? The players know it. They've lost 7 in a row to this team. They're well aware of that, and they don't want to let this one get away, especially at home.
And, Mike, you know what? We talk about moral victories. I'm going to preemptive moral victory. If we're tied mm-hmm. – and Buffalo drives in the fourth quarter to get in field goal range and wins by 3. I think that is a beautiful sign for the Dolphins. Like, am I crazy by that? Can I already preemptively strike a moral victory?
No, I don't think you can I'm with you. This is what I mean. Like, I'm with you. You can have it'll feel good, certainly, to have a competitive game against them. Do you want to win? Yes. Are there moral victories in the NFL? No, a loss is a loss. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter at the end of the day. But you got to have some growth, right? And I think that's what you're looking for with the Miami Dolphins. It's not a sexy thing to say, certainly not. But if you walk, I think you look at the schedule. If you were coming into this and you were like, oh, if we get to those first four games 3-1, you're more than happy with it. No matter who you beat, because you're looking at four teams that were either. Well, three of them were in the playoffs last year, and then one, of course, is Lamar Jackson, former MVP. So that's the way I think you got to look at it with some context.
I mean, what are we doing? We're giving out participation trophies before the game is even played.
No, it's not. It's not a participation trophy. But look, we know what the Bills are. We see what Josh Allen can do. They were less than 30 seconds away last year, right? From you know, advancing in the playoffs and keep going, maybe probably towards the Super Bowl. This is a really good team, maybe the best in the NFL, but you have at least have to be competitive with them to say, hey, we've arrived.
I'm with that. I just wanted to play tough guy there for a second.
I was going to say, Hawk, like, come on now. They scored 53 on us or something last game last year. Come on, don't act crazy.
I'm with everything you said. I just wanted to flex a little bit since I don't see either of you guys, and I can make it sound like I'm the tough guy and you are the weaklings. You guys are weak. You are weakly. I am joined by weaklings on this show. How Mike Cuno's with us. He does Dolphins Weekly Live. How's Tua handling all the praise after the comeback last Sunday? I find the whole Tua story pretty amazing because we all know how Brian Flores really felt about him over two seasons, and he would deflect any questions about that, and I didn't think that he flexed much, you know, over those two seasons. Not that he had much reason to, by the way. How has he been after this week of, national praise that he's been getting?
Yeah, I think it's interesting. That's a good question because he seems like the same person, right? When it came out on Monday that he's the AFC offensive player of the week, you know, he deflects that and says, you know, there's no individual success without team success. That's all well and good. But now he's got a different kind of pressure on him, right? So it's now all eyeballs are looking at him waiting to see if he would fail. Now all eyeballs are looking at him trying to see if, okay, is he for real, right? So I think the pressure is still there. It just kind of changes its narrative or talking points. So for him, I don't think maybe anything really changes. You know, I mean, the Bills have still been the one thing, the thorn in his side and the Dolphins' side. And so has he changed it all this week? I don't – from our end in the media, when we're talking to him, I don't think so. He seems the same guy. It doesn't seem like he's getting too high or too low on what had happened against the Ravens. And I think it is hard to focus on that stuff when you go from Lamar Jackson to Josh Allen. Like, there is really no time here to, you know, sit back, relax, cheers to yourself, and just take a week off, because it just gets harder in the NFL.
And, Mike, with McDaniel, talking about success to Tua, but McDaniel's success, being 2-0 as first-time head coach, going into this week, his aggressiveness has to even be at a higher level, I believe, because I know their defense, you know, the narrative of the Bills is that, you know, they're starting safeties out. Tre'Davious White's not even playing, you know, Jordan Phillips is out. But this offense is healthy. They scored 41 and 31 in the first two games, and I believe that 31, they pulled back on the Rams a little bit late. Like, is this a race to 35? Because I believe somebody's going to score 35-plus, and they're going to win the game.
Yeah, I think for Miami to win this game, it's going to have to be high scoring, right? Because if the Bills completely shut them down, and you know, we don't know for sure whether or not Teron Armstead's going to be in. You've already lost your right tackle, Austin Jackson. So if this is a high scoring game, that means Miami's able to get to the things they want to do. And I think you mentioned Mike McDaniel being aggressive, going for it on fourth down twice last week. I think he has to be the same person. I think if the second you start to pull back on your own reins and be like, I don't know, this is the bit, like, I think you have to absolutely just stay true to who you are and just live or die with that. Because I think that you start doing that, then you might start actually pulling the reins and some confidence, you know, on your team as well. So I think this has to be aggressive for the Dolphins the entire game. And I think it has to be a high scoring game for if they want a chance to win this. Otherwise, that means that that Bills defensive line, injured or not, is starting to feast on Tua and a banged up offensive line for Miami.
Hey, you think we're going to start seeing more Mike Gesicki like we did last week? I mean, he was invisible week one, but then he was kind of a key component week two.
Yeah, you know, I hope so, because he certainly adds a wrinkle from the receiving element. But I could see it almost being like a game to game situation where some days they're just going to try to lean on the run game, and he might be in there more as a decoy and a blocker. But I think situations like this, we've seen the Dolphins kind of get in shootouts in the past with other teams, with Tua, like the Chiefs a couple of years ago. And Mike Gesicki has a huge game there. And so I think in these types of games where they can potentially be track meet, I think that's where you end up seeing Mike having a big week. So, like, I know fantasy owners would love to hear that, but you just have to unload all your weapons, right? You can't hold anybody back against a team like that, especially with a secondary for the Bills that's also banged up. So you got to exploit everything you can, at least from a passing game standpoint, because you know the Bills are going to try to throw all over you. They know Byron Jones isn't out there. We're seeing a Ken Dorsey. He likes to dial up pass plays. You can tell it's a former quarterback calling plays for the Bills, because he just likes to sit back there and throw the ball all day.
And Mike, like you just said, we're going to need to lean on the run game. I thought that, and I talked about it. We actually talked about it. Like, this is a run-first offense. I believe it was going to be a run-first offense. It doesn't seem that way. They're not really trying to pound the ball, and Tua went for 470. Do you really think they're now going to run the ball 35 times a game? Because it seemed like the best performance this year, I know it's a two-game sample size, was Tua letting the ball fly 50 times.
Well, I think what ended up happening was there is that the pass game kind of opened up things in the run game, because the call draw, you know, the Chase Edmonds draw that goes for 28 yards, gets him into the five, I believe, in the final minute. Like, that is some guts to call there. No, like, everyone knows you got to throw the ball because you're coming from behind. To make that call and make it work, I think that just shows you how much they're respecting. Opposing teams are going to respect the pass game. I actually talked to Jalen Waddle this week for our interview for Dolphins Weekly, and he was saying, yeah, like, when Tyreek Hill and myself are out there, it can open things up for a lot of people, whether it's another wide receiver who's going to get open, whether it's a tight end, or now all of a sudden those guys are respecting us so much that the run game can open up a little. So it's kind of weird, but I think in some sort of, you know, backwards math equation, the pass game here might actually open things up for the run game in big spots.
David Fiorones, who covers the Dolphins for the Sun Sentinel, he has tweeted out, Mike, that Tyreek Hill has been expanding his Spanish being in Miami. We know that he used the word cojones last week.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently, Tyreek Hill says, me being around this area, the one thing I've been telling the ladies, ¿te gusta el chocolate, mamacita? Your thoughts, Mike.
You like the chocolate, mama, right? That's what that means.
yeah, mamacita. The gusta el chocolate.
Game. Oh, my goodness.
Whatever works for you. I mean,
would that work for you?
The most awkward. No.
All right. I'm just checking. I don't know. Would that work for you, Crowder?
No, I have to. How do you say caramel in Spanish?
Caramel.
Solana, how do you say caramel?
No, come on.
Doesn't matter, because dulce de leche is better.
Oh, he's right.
Oh,
they gusta el dulce de leche.
You say caramel. Ain't nobody worried about dulce de leche.
That's caramel. That's better than caramel.
You got to say it slow.
It's caramelo, I believe. Caramelo or caramelito, maybe.
¿Te gusta el caramelito, mamacita?
Yeah. And you know what the girl would say. Yeah, I love Carmelo Anthony. You know him?
Crowder, weren't you the one who put the gator in the back of your truck in college and drove around thinking that was a good way to pick up girls? Is that right?
Yeah, Mike. Yeah, I had no problem picking up women. It's just I went about it different ways. I was the shirt off. When you take your shirt off in the club, you kind of let them know what you're about.
Yeah, he was Richie Incognito before Richie Incognito.
Mike, I'm already half naked. It's 11 p.m. You know what's going on tonight.
I'm not putting clothes back on, Mamacita. There's more coming on. Were you ever shirt off in the club, guy, up at FSU?
No, I wasn't. It's cold up in FSU for part of the year, so there's no shirt off in the club, and it's a lot of like bars that are like indoor outdoor. There's a couple clubs that are indoor, but not many. At least
I don't think Crowder cared though. Crowder, if it was a cold night,
Mike,
your shirt was still coming off, right?
What? I thought we were talking about game, and Mike goes into a meteorological report. What are you speaking of?
All of a sudden, he became Brian Norcross.
What are you talking about,
Mike? Oh man,
I would freeze if I can get a number.
I had to come up with something because I'm not the shirt off in the club guy. I had a bunch of friends who were, and it always boggled my mind. But yet they did a lot better than I did, so probably shouldn't have. But yeah, I was lame and just came up with a lame excuse, and for that I apologize.
But Mike, let's go into a deeper conversation. The girls can wear the Daisy Dukes and the halter tops. They show off their pieces. Why can't we show off our pieces?
Because you look ridiculous with your shirt
off. Strange world we live in.
Yeah, no, but you look ridiculous, Crowder. Put your shirt on, okay? Do us all a favor. Richie Incognito, put your shirt on. You put your shirt on. And to be quite honest, I'm not even shirt off in the shower guy. I try to make sure that I never have a shirt off at any time.
You've got
anywhere.
A pool shirt and a shower shirt.
Those UV lights in the shower, you never know. I'm fair skinned. Mike Cugno, EO's Dolphins Weekly Live on CBS 4. Are you going to Cincinnati next week for the Thursday night game?
No, I'm not. Probably glad, because probably have to hunker down here a little bit. I will be away. I'll be here down in South Florida.
Oh, do you guys go on like some sort of hurricane schedule because there might be a storm coming?
Usually it's like a 12 on, 12 hours on, 12 hours off situation. I don't know if we're going to do that this year. Sometimes it depends on what the storm ends up doing. That does happen a lot where, and I've learned to bring as much food and clothes with you, because at a drop of a hat, sometimes they'll send you to a different part of the state to cover these things. And it's happened to me. So I'm not sure what our plans are yet. I'm sure I'll hear more about it today and as we get closer. But yeah, not looking forward to it. Every time, we're so close. Like, we're like a month away. Can we just end this season already?
I know.
Just call
we were
it early.
So close.
So close.
So close.
And Mike, I had to go back to football one more time, man, because I got denied tickets by the Dolphins for the first time in over a decade.
What?
They said they ran out.
What?
Yeah, they were just like the Bills game, and
even
that was my question.
You?
Like, yeah, they told me they ran out. I called all my connection with Dolphins. They were like, nope. Like, the request, they said after the Ravens win, the requests last Sunday night were so stupid, knowing that two undefeated teams were coming into Hard Rock Stadium, and I couldn't get tickets. I ended up having to purchase them, no big deal. But that was the first time it happened. This game right now, game 3 of 2020 season, is the biggest game since. And I don't have an answer. I want to see if you have one.
Is it the biggest game? It's the biggest game since the Dolphins probably beat the Colts in the playoffs. And that's just even more result-based because it was a playoff win, I think. But this is for what the franchise has been through the last 5-6 years of tearing it down, rebuilding, kind of having to do it again with the coaching staff, and the speculation around a quarterback. This game can either answer a lot of questions, or it's just going to keep those questions rolling. So from an outside standpoint and where the Dolphins are, I think this is one of the biggest games we've seen in a decade.
Yeah. This game has I know it's week three, but this game has unbelievable ramifications on Sunday. Right, Mike? Yeah. I mean, you can – we're all kind of drinking the Dolphins' Kool-Aid after the first two games this season. You can become a full-fledged believer after Sunday, or after Sunday you might have to say that Buffalo team is just far and away superior to anything in the AFC.
Yeah, look at all these like online power rankings, and people outside Miami are starting to drink the Kool-Aid themselves, you know, putting them in the top 10 or whatever. We had a discussion here at our station. It's like, oh, hey, Mike, do we keep you there live after the game? There's a few hours between the game ending and when our show is going to be. And I'm like, it's a big deal one way or the other. If they win, it's, you know, hold on to your hats, because now we've probably got some sort of contender on our hands. And if they lose, then all the questions just come rushing back, and are they for real? And then it becomes that pressure once again. So yeah, this is this game for sure has ramifications we haven't seen in a long time.
Mike Cugno, CBS4. We love you, Mike. Be safe. Anyone listening, obviously, be safe if a storm does start approaching. We're still days away, but obviously we know the members of the news media would be out there covering it in more dangerous situations than me or Crowder or Solana, who will be hunkered down in our homes. So be careful out there if
we could do sports talk radio while I'm in the middle of it too, if you guys want. I mean,
this segment, Crowder, reminded me that Mike Cugno is an actual news journalist too. Like, you know, we goof around, but then he's like, yeah, we're going to be on hurricane schedule. And I'm like, ooh, you know what? He's an actual journalist. Like, we're a couple boobs sitting in our bedrooms right now doing a ridiculous show.
So. If you get sent on assignment, the Hawk, does he eat Vienna sausage and Slim Jims? How do you eat healthy on assignment? I don't even understand it.
It's a great point.
Oh, man, that's hard. I lived on, for Irma in Naples, I was living on Chef Boyardee for like 48 hours.
Good for you.
I had two pairs of underwear, one pair of shorts, a couple shirts, and just my bag was just bottom loaded with cans of Chef Boyardee. So,
and you don't warm it up, right? You're just eating it out of the can.
Oh no! I try to warm it up. Warm it up when I can. Find someone.
What, you get the ravioli? Get the ravioli, Chef Boyardee ravioli.
Yeah, you gotta go. You gotta go heavy, right? Because you don't know when your meals are coming and going. You gotta go as heavy.
It's a great
as possible.
Call.
Yeah,
you can even get a can of lasagna
because you don't. Right, because you don't know how long also you're going to be out there in the field. So when you're out there and it's raining, you got nowhere to go. You know, it's a balancing act.
Interestingly enough, this has put me in the mood for a can of Chef Boyardee ravioli. It actually sounds appetizing. Yeah, it was good, wasn't it?
I got to ask him one more. Mike, do you flip your drawers like Monday? You know, if you have two pair of drawers, it's really four pair of drawers.
We had such a nice conversation with Mike here, and now you're going to do this right at the end.
No, listen. Last week was awkward. We dipped our toe in awkwardness with the shirt off in the club, so let's go. No, it is, if you run out of underwear, you run out of underwear. That's the way I live. I'm Kramer. It's just me out there in the wind.
But there you go.
So you're rather free ball than
all right.
Draws?
He gave you an explanation that needs no follow up. He gave you an explanation.
I gave you what you wanted.
Let's go. Let's move along here. Mike Cugno from CBS4. We'll see you.
What does this guy want? Like me to draw a diagram? What?
Yeah, I mean, he wants to question everything that did. Like we had such a nice little conversation here. Let's move on.
Okay, you made it awkward last week. Now you're gonna make me the bad guy.
Right. I tried to correct my ways. How big is it, Mike? All right, I'm just teasing. It was a joke at the end.
Goodbye.
See you, Mike. See, you get me rolling, and you did that.
You blame me for this?
You did that. I'm victim blaming. You did that.
You always got to take it too far.
I did. I apologize. There you go. Mike Cugno from CBS4.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
All right, Miami! Peacock and Crowder.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.